Well, this was about 8 years ago when I was on the Fire and Police Commission, and there was this move to consolidate fire services. And the Public Policy Forum came forward, and this was a kind of a big deal, and the former mayor wanted this, you know, to look at this. So we did, and what it basically came up with, if everybody can hear me okay, is that the city of Franklin, at the time that we had this study put together, or this was presented to us, three important things. City of Franklin at that time was fully staffed, highest trained, and newest and most relevant equipment. Actually, the fourth one, which was the biggest piece, was we had the lowest response times to calls for service. Now, we're up on the top, and I don't want to sound like I'm going to sound, but I am because I love the city. If we've got the best services, why do we want to enter into anything else where that's going to compromise our citizens, our taxpayers, to have reduced response times, having our resources stretched out beyond the city limits? I mean, I don't know. I pay taxes to make sure that we have what we have. And I understand and I know for sure Greenfield's call volume is much, much higher than ours. So why do we want to put our people at risk? I mean, we've got an excellent department. We've got the lowest response times. I'm going to reiterate it like it's a broken record. But why do we want to compromise what we've achieved? We've got a phenomenal staff. I sat in that Fire and Police Commission for 8.5 years to fight that we keep having the best staff, equipment, budget, whatever it takes to have the best. I don't want to ship our stuff off to another community because they have more calls for service. So just to kind of capture your point on this, so you support this initiative or this?
I support looking for greater ways to collaborate and walk with all the regions of the fire service in general, yes.
And I don't dispute the fact that we do need more firefighters, okay? With the development we've got going on, absolutely, I understand that. My concern is that we keep our resources in our city. And that's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm glad I got to hear what you had to say because I didn't know where the department started, what was the driving factor behind this. My issue is separate from that now that I understand your position. My issue is the sentence that says the mayor will execute a related letter agreement of the Wisconsin Policy Forum requires to initiate services. And the last time we had a letter in here, there was incorrect information in the draft, and I asked it to come back. It didn't come back, and it went out with incorrect information. If I'm going to vote and support something, I would like to know and read what the letter of agreement is, or at least have it come back or be provided to the council. Because I don't like just signing on to an unknown letter of agreement that we're, you know, going to be party to.
Okay.
I hear what Alderman Nelson is saying, and I agree with you, but I think this is looking toward improvement for the future. I'm sure Chief Remington's not going to, in the end, recommend anything to us that he doesn't feel is in the best interest of the community. The sad thing is that we have to spend another $5,000 for a study. I'm sure if we put Chief Remington and Chief Bone from Greenfield in the same room, we could have us working out agreement in a day. But unfortunately, that's the way things have to move, and I understand they will be exploring different options as well. So I think it's a good thing, and it's not committing us to anything. That's going to come from your recommendations in the future.
Alderman Nelson mentioned the 20, I thought it was 12. For those of you who are here, remember that I was sitting at that end seat over there, and I was the one that threw the bombs at and said, there's no way that I'm moving our stuff north, because at that time, that's what it looked like based on our call up, right? Everything would be head north. Situation's changing now, and you all have heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it until I'm not here anymore. I'll look at anything that gives us as good or better service for the same or less price. And that's where we're at. That's what we're doing.
I know how this works, that if it's not in writing or a motion, that it's a handshake isn't good enough. So I'll make the motion to return the authorization execution of memorandum of understanding as the rest of it states to the next council meeting.
Does that include approving?
Do we read it before we approve it, or we approve it and then we read it? Well, I'm okay with approving the funding. I'd like to see, I'm asking for the motion to return the memorandum of understanding before it actually is signed. We can approve the funding, fine, but before it's signed, I think we should read it. Alderman Barber, second.
Any opposed?
No. And not for the reasons that you might expect.
Aye.
Alderman Daly?
Aye.
Alderman Mayor?
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstain.
Thank you.
G10 is imposing conditions and restrictions for a special use.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11, request to be heard by Pleasant Street.
Oh, I just need to say that council should probably know that the bid only allowed 8 weeks from the time of pulling the bids to build it. We can put together a building and do this. So it's probably why the bids came in really high. The suggestion from staff is to do flexibility in that. I totally agree with that. However, in addition to the 8 weeks, the bid that was sent in to us wrote on there a note for 14 weeks. That almost doubled the construction time and didn't lower the construction cost. So staff was asked to look at two-track, side-by-side parallel issues. One, go out and ask the architect to take some of the design features that we could take out of there and see if we could bring the cost down. The same design features to take out now are the same design features that came in an alternate. The only other one was the shingled roof, which staff is suggesting we don't do. So the other option was to look at prefabs. The prefab information went to the Park Commission, and we had a special council meeting that night. Either the automatic rep of the park or myself were able to attend that meeting. I listened to the tape. The Park Commission had a lot of questions that didn't have answers, so therefore they rejected a prefab construction. One of the comments was, we want a real building. Well, I don't know what stands up more than concrete and steel in a prefab, because this one is wood construction. It's a beautiful building. The design is nice. It might be overpriced. And what I don't want to see is another failed bid. We can't afford to have another failed bid on this, because we've got impact fees that need to be used. And this project has been out here for a long time. So in the last council packet, it said that the architect believed the structure would allow for fabric mesh. That's one thing we could include. They've concluded that certain design elements could reduce the cost, and that winter bidding would allow for more flexible construction. Well, we're heading into spring now, and we don't have any additional reduction in cost. Staff recommends that all the bids be rejected and pursue an evaluation of the design for potential cost considerations, which would be reviewed by the Park Commission. The Park Commission did not get a review of potential design considerations. The Park Commission's recommendation would then be forwarded to the Common Council or authorization to bid. This was from September 18, 2018. That was the council action sheet. So trying to straighten all this out and get this moving forward, I have had some conversations with a couple people that are pretty knowledgeable in this on how we could do that. And I do have a conversation with the alderman who sits on the Park Commission. And I think that he might be prepared to make a motion. I could make some suggestions of that if it's not all inclusive. But I guess I would like to hear this.
Yeah, I've got a motion I'd like to make on this after reviewing it and speaking with a number of people. And move to direct staff to rebid the Pleasant View Park Pavilion. It's 4901 West Evergreen Street, allowing a more flexible project timeline and standards, including language that allows for equivalent prefabricated proposals similar to the specified plans, and return the bid results subject to evaluation and final decision of the Common Council.
I'll second that.
Discussion that motion.
One thing that I did take the bid package, and I have several tabs in here of things that would probably need to be changed before this bid goes out. And they include the inconsistency in the size. And I'm going to suggest that the bid say something like 2,300 square feet to a maximum of 2,400 square feet. Because the calculated bid in the actual notice that went out, if you calculate it from, it says 65 foot 4 inch by 30 pavilion, which puts it over the 2,400 square feet that we had suggested. But then in the documents, there are figures that are kind of several different ones. So there's three different figures that come up within the documents, so that needs to be looked at for what the actual, what we're actually looking for. And if we make that range, it will also better allow for prefab designs. The other thing that probably needs to be addressed before this goes out is the Wisconsin online bid, where the bids go. I went on there to get the bid package, and it only gave reference to go to the city of Franklin, and the website is wrong, which maybe we should change because we might get more people that would click on it. So I would like to also include that more bid sources are included in the advertisement. I'm not sure where it all went to the last time around, but if this is the only source and part of the information was wrong, that might be another reason. So there are several reasons why short time frame, inconsistency in the document, maybe not going out to the right people, and the different things we talked about. So I give this back to staff. They need to talk to me about where the tabs are. I'm more than happy to sit down and help out with that.
Motion to rebid. All those in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12 is appointment of an alternate gas, natural gas supplier.
I'll move.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 is a resolution to amend professional services contract with Green Enhancement and Task Assessment.
I'll move.
The industrial park.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Gander.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes. 1 no. No absent. No abstention. G14 is a request to bid the 2019 local road improvement program.
So moved.
Second.
I just point out that once again, this is, as is appropriate, the Common Council has chosen not to involve themselves with this, which is absolutely appropriate. Thank you. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 is an authorization to purchase 312.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 is an update on the CEO page-based information.
It just includes a summary of the schedule of meetings, the intent of each meeting, and an update on the anticipated budget range for the project. No action was necessary. I just received some questions, and I thought it best to put that information out to everybody now that we've had the first meeting, and the second meeting was this morning and went very well.
Okay. G17 is a budget preparation timetable. All those in favor?
Aye. $16,165.59 plus the matching payments, estimated payroll of March 1st, estimated
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, six ayes, no nos, no absent, no extensions, or motion.
Hold on.
Alderman Nelson.
So, well, this was in my mailbox, and I should have brought this up during item three. I wrote my motion on the back of it, so it, in all the excitement and confusion, I lost my place. But this should have been put on item three, and I'm not sure if we can put on. This was something from the minutes from the Parks Commission meeting, which was in relation to, I believe it would be relevant to item three. I don't think it's going to have any bearing on the vote, but I'm not sure how this should go forward. Well,
G3.
I believe it's in relation to G3.
What is it?
Well, I'm getting to that. I'm building suspense up. But I want to drag this out till 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay. This was basically it's from the Parks meetings.
Okay. City Attorney suggests a motion to reconsider. Such a motion?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're back to G3. Okay.
Right.
Yes, sir. Okay, this was on the minutes regarding the proposed recreational trail for this project. And this simply states Commissioner Bartoszek moved and Vice Chair Musoff seconded a motion to recommend to Common Council that the proposed recreational trail in Ryanwood Manor subdivision not be approved due to current connectivity issues. Now that's brought up at the Parks Commission, and I believe it'd be relevant to the final plat because there's a trail, and that's their recommendation, and it just needs to be brought on record, and I guess we will look back to.
Yes, staff was aware that the Plan Commission had that. We didn't know they had made the motion yet, but we knew they were heading in that direction. Parks Commission. Staff's recommendation remains unchanged. We still recommend the plat as proposed with that trail. I think I saw Paul wanting to raise his hand. He probably mentioned impact fees. We're going to go towards that cost. We were hoping to be able to spend impact fees. Oren has talked to me about that. He's not 100% sure exactly why the Parks Commission has that concern, other than so staff's recommendation is still to keep that trail.
Well, I think for the council's knowledge, I was at that meeting, and the information about future county trails was not laid out as well as it maybe could have been. And maybe had that have been presented that, maybe they would have rejected it, but they had a lot of questions about the trail going to nowhere. And so maybe having the Park Commission or Oren, who works with Park Commission, bring in the trails, all the future trail books that are out there that show these plans. And when subdivisions come in, they should be comparing the trail studies with the subdivision plans, and then the Park Commission would have a better knowledge stance on that, and maybe that might have prevented it. But I think their bigger concern was they made a recommendation which didn't ever get the council, and they didn't understand when they said, we made a recommendation, and their response was, well, you didn't see the council. Well, they're like, well, we're a recommending body to the council. Who else are we making a recommendation to? So a couple things that happened there, and I thought you should do it.
I'd just like to make the motion again.
Second.
No, we did.
Yeah.
Okay. Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
Second.